Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was knocking blue. Soldiers showing love.
That's the music of Sharp Body, and we're listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. I want to say big ups to the chapters in Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, in Texas, and Minneapolis, Minnesota, the headquarters for Mad Dads. We're live on Facebook, and we're also going live on Blog Talk Radio. And today we're talking about Thanksgiving and the importance of it to the African-American community, and some of the history about it that you may have not known or you might not even care, but I'm going to give you some of that history today. In our staff meeting, we were talking about the importance of Thanksgiving and what it means. And if you're on Facebook watching, you can tell me what it means to you, how it's important to you. But for those of you that are listening in and would like to call in, that call-in number is 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262. You can call in and give me your opinions and thoughts and how you feel about Thanksgiving. One of the things that we were talking about earlier is that the fact that Thanksgiving was an opportunity for slaves to run away from their masters. And we as slaves, those of us that were slaves at the time, our ancestors were excited when master would go on vacation and when master would, Hope, how you doing, when master would leave town, because then they couldn't track you down and hunt you down until they came back. So many of us would ask for a pass. If master would go on vacation, we would ask for a pass to go on vacation too and sometimes escape to our children and to our families. And so that was important. We've got Alonzo here. Alonzo, we're live on Facebook, and we're also live on Blog Talk Radio. What does Thanksgiving mean to you, sir?
Thanksgiving means it has a double-edged sword for me, because working in the community and working with people of color, all different type of nationalities, you know, you talk about what's going on and what you know, for African-American, and I know some Native brothers. You know, and knowing that, you know, Thanksgiving was about the pilgrims being thankful, but bottom line, we found out in the back end that it was a massacre. It was about celebrating stealing from somebody, you know. And if for years they pushed that on, you know, us as a people to believe that, you know, we were celebrating something good, but basically we were celebrating something somebody had did wrong to somebody else, and that's wrong. But for me now today, I'm a recovering addict. I'm an ex-convict. I'm an ex a lot of things, you know, going through the choices that I've made in my life, and I'm thankful to be alive. I was supposed to die at 16. I was supposed to die at 18. I was supposed to die at 19, I was supposed to die at 22, I was supposed to die at 24, I was supposed to die at 27. I should be in prison doing about 15 years for the last violent crime that I committed. A man's skull was fractured. I should have ended up doing 10 to 15 years. I only got 3. You know, so I was blessed. Through my addiction, I was blessed through the choices in my life. So I'm truly thankful to be on the street, to be able to help. I'm blessed to be able to give it back to the community, to talk to some of the young brothers about changing their lives, making some better choices, being a better man, and just, you know, giving to the community, be able to do what I do. I just actually left a meeting. And it's amazing, somebody asked me to do a favor of an old friend about an interview through a company, and I'm sitting there having a conversation and found out the company helps families in need through domestic abuse, kids who might not have anything for the holidays. So just by me giving of myself, God has put this person into my life where hopefully we might be able to have a relationship through our organization and be able to help kids this year get toys for Christmas, you know, that don't have things. You know what I mean? So just being blessed in that way, I am truly thankful. I am truly thankful. I mean, I just, you know, you, when you look at what you have, you don't necessarily say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Until you see somebody else. VJ says it a lot. We able to walk. I can walk. I know a lot of brothers who are going through some back problems, who can't really get up, some people in the community. We work in the community on a regular basis, and it's a constant reminder of how people are homeless. There are a lot of homeless people in our community. There are a lot of people that's hungry. There are a lot of people that don't have jobs that's really able to pay the bills the way they're supposed to pay the bills, and to be able to just be out there to give them the information, to be a bridge to a lot of different companies, to a lot of different organizations, is a blessing for me to be able to give back and not take away like I've been doing for so many years of my life. And that's what I'm thankful for, you know. And I'm thankful for the food. The food is going to be fine. I got some cooking, some people cooking to be able to sit down and get a little more fatter. That's a beautiful thing. But, man, it's great. I got a brother in here who that wants to be on the radio. I'm going to go back there and get him and bring him in here, all right?
You go back and get him, and we thank you, Lonzo, for your contributions. KG, I know you said you're thankful for being able to celebrate and deliverance and healing. Lonzo, he said he's proud of you. Are you on the line, KG? Let me see if you're on the line. Did you call in? Just say yes if you did call in. I know that we've got a caller on the line, but I don't see that they want to talk. So it doesn't look like they want to talk. But if you're on the line, give us a call, 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262. Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads National, all over the country. We're so thankful for folks that are chiming in on us on Facebook and those that are coming in over the Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate that. When you think about, this is something that I think about, is that we got young cats who walk around with their drawers showing. We got cats that sit in school but don't want to learn. They just sit there. And we got folks that ignore the educational rights that we fought for. We got people that won't even go vote, but they complain about the politicians. And we got people that will turn down food, certain food, because it's not what they want. Yeah, that's 347-215-9262. That is correct, sir. That's the correct number. You call that in. Now, can you believe that? There are people that will turn down food. If you give them something, I don't eat that, man. I don't eat that. And then there's people that are starving all around the world, not just only in America, but we got people that are starving. And we sit around and we waste food. I've seen people make big plates and throw it away and just waste it. Have a seat, my brother. And I think that that's a shame that we will do something like that. When you go around the country, man, I've been to Cuba, I've been to Korea, I've been around the country, and I've seen people take little bits of food and eat that and are so happy, like that's their meal. Yes. And the plate is so clean that you don't even need to wash it.
Yeah.
That it's so clean because they're thankful for food. Mm-hmm. But we'll go to a buffet and just slop food around.
Yeah.
Or we have kids throwing food around. Mm-hmm. We don't understand what it's like to be so thankful in America that we think it's cool to show your underwear. Ooh. When people across the country wish they even had some underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Wish they had something.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so tremendously blessed. I mean, you can go to the shelter with sandwiches and people go like, man, I don't want that, man. I want something. I want this. I want that. You are so. But I'll tell you what, you go to the shelter in Chicago, they'll take some stuff there because You know, they're not so spoiled like they are up here at the Salvation Army and all that. That's a whole different thing. So to be thankful during this season is critical and it's important. We've got a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot. We see. I see Mary Harris is on here. Desiree Washington. Thank you, KG. I'm still waiting on you to call. Once you tell me that you've called in, brother, I will chime you in and let you say a few words. I got a brother here. Brother, how you doing? And tell us about your thoughts about Thanksgiving.
My name is Tyrese. I'm blessed. My thoughts about Thanksgiving is this year, just thinking of the goodness of what God has brought me through, I have a lot to be thankful for. You know, being a former drug addict and being out in the street, and you know, I never want to get too comfortable where I forget, you know, of His grace that has been upon my life. You know, when He done brought you through some things, you know, it should be every day to say thank you. Even this is like the past week, how gloomy it was, you know, and then when I saw the sun come up, I was like, thank you. You know, wow, this sun feels so good. So these little things, I'm mindful to be thankful for. So I don't want to wait once a year to call my family and get together and we eat all this food, spend all. Let's do this once a week, you know, like Grandma used to do once a Sunday.
Absolutely. But,
you know, so I think coming back to that, the realization is just showing your appreciation to your family and loved ones. Hey, man, I thank you just for being in my life. I thank you that I can pick up the phone and actually call you and talk. I thank you for these small things. And just coming back into that for our generation nowadays, you know, I'm a 70s baby raised in the 80s. So we was always to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, thank you, and that appreciation. So I want to instill that with my nieces and nephews and my family. Now, look, let's not wait until tomorrow or anything like that. Let's be thankful and grateful to our loved ones today. So this year, me personally, I'm going to step away from it, you know, a little more and that all to celebrate, because what am I really celebrating? You know, that should be the question if you do your history. And I'm preaching to the choir, but I want to put another, a new spin on this. Be thankful for life in general. Thankful for the Most High God for life, period. So thank you for that. Thank you for listening.
Hey, you know, and so originally, Mary Harris said she's thankful for every day. Mary Harris, thank you very much. And also, KG said today, I'm thankful for Proverbs 22 and 6.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you for that, KG. I'm still waiting on you to call, my brother. I'm waiting on anybody to call that wants to talk. Blog Talk Radio all across the nation, Mad Best, 347-215-9262 is that number. And so just call that number in and chat. Chime in and give us some thoughts about what you think. Or you can just say it right here on Facebook, and we will repeat what you said or what you have to say. You know, in history, and I remember this, we were talking about this earlier, is that they put eagle feathers on the back of a turkey.
Mm.
And for the longest, I thought that turkeys had eagle feathers.
Yeah.
Turkeys don't have eagle feathers.
Wow.
Turkeys don't, they have feathers, but they go up in the back, kind of in a circle, but they're not colored. They're white.
Yeah.
That's how turkeys look. And so for the longest, we thought that because the system had took that land from the Native Americans, they also took what that turkey looked like to represent something that it didn't represent. And so as they told us that we were celebrating the pilgrims, and we were celebrating, no one ever told us as we were coming up that we were actually celebrating slaughter of the native community and what had been taken away from them. No one told us that. And so what was amazing about the fact that no one told us that is that we were going around and thinking that the pilgrims and all that stuff was great stuff. That was terrible. It was terrible what happened to the Native Americans, and our Native Americans have no right to celebrate Thanksgiving in that manner, because there was slaughter, there was things taken away from those people, and then we, as African Americans and Africans, we pollinated with the natives, and there was almost a point in history where the natives and the Africans came together and we almost took over.
Yeah.
But they figured out a way to divide us mm-hmm. so that the natives and the African Americans did not come together.
Yeah.
And so had we came together,
yeah.
We could have taken over mm-hmm. because I believe there was more of us
yes.
than there was of them.
Yes.
And still many of us have Native American
yes.
in our blood.
Yeah.
We are from the tribes, we're from African tribes
yes, sir.
And from Native
yeah.
tribes. And true enough that we don't know all our history about our experience with all of, some of us don't
yes.
know our connection, you know, with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know that there is a connection with the African American community and the Native American community, and how we connect that up.
Okay,
with that is huge.
Yeah.
And so, what we need to figure out is how do we come back together. One of the things we've been working with James Cross and others is how do we come back together
Woo.
And do something historically that we've never done, and how do we bring
yeah, yeah.
the Somalian brothers to say we come back together,
yeah.
and the Latino
yeah,
brothers,
yeah, yeah.
and how do we all come together so that we can do what we need to do in our community
mm-hmm.
so that we don't have to suffer
yeah.
because there's enough for all of us.
Yeah.
But the powers that be have did such a good job on dividing us.
Wow.
And I remember that when Lonzo said, hey, man, I hear people talk bad about you, woo, 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 but these are the same people that will come back
yeah.
and ask for services and goods.
Yes. Yes.
So I never ask anybody for anything that I don't like or I don't respect,
mm-hmm.
I don't care about, because I don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Alonzo had the opportunity to see the same people that would tell him something negative about me
mm-hmm.
would be the same people saying, hey, Alonzo, how you doing? VJ, can you help me? So those are those same people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you learn something about how this business works and about how we're poisoned
mm-hmm.
to self-destruct.
Yeah.
And I refuse to do that. When I was on the streets,
yes.
There was a code of honor that you respected
mm-hmm.
your elders,
yes.
you respected the children,
yes.
and
yes.
you respected the community.
Yes.
Matter of fact,
yes.
I never broke into a house in my
yes.
neighborhood.
Yes.
I never robbed anybody in my
yeah.
neighborhood.
Right.
That was just something we
yeah.
didn't do.
That's right.
We didn't do.
Yeah.
But we have lost all that because
yeah.
we allowed the oppressor
yeah.
to teach our kids through the music.
Mm.
Even
music.
Before,
music.
See, nobody wants to tell you that. Now, we're talking about Thanksgiving. We got some things we're thankful for.
Right.
But there was a meeting with all the music mongols that did rap, and they all met. And the individuals met to talk about how important it was to connect gangster rap to corrections. And they said, if you can help us promote more gangster rap, we can have more gangsters,
yeah.
and we can arrest more people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're already working with law enforcement, and law enforcement said, yeah, we gang. We'll build more prisons. We'll allocate more federal dollars. We'll allocate more state dollars, and we'll allocate those dollars to arrest and put in the penitentiary more of the people in your community. Now, did that happen? Tell me the history.
Yeah.
It happened.
Yes, it did. Yep.
It happened.
Yep.
And brothers that are making music money off of the
yes.
rap industry are saying, well, you know, I'm talking about what I see, or I'm rapping about what I believe.
Yeah.
I'm rapping about what it is.
Yeah.
But what happened? What happened to the rappers that used to talk about education?
They
the rappers,
no longer around.
The rappers that
used to
talk about. They're not popular.
KRS-One is he's a speaker. He speaks to colleges.
Yeah.
He's still out there giving the information, but they flooded the mainstream of rap and everything that has anything to do with music
yeah.
with all negativity. Like today, when I'm in a car and I might go pick up a couple of mentees and we might be finna go out or do something, they want to put their music on. So I got my Annex cord, my aux cord, and they like, man, let me plug my phone up. And I'm like, I don't understand a word the brother just said, except for I just popped something. You know, Molly this, Perk that, lean this. You know, those words were clear, but everything else he said, I didn't understand where he's coming from. Now, I understand it's about, you know, the music is supposed to be about talking about what's going on with self and your community, but they're making sure that every third word is a curse word,
yeah.
And every word after that is a drug word. It has something to do with something negative. And then we wonder why these young men are so angry, so frustrated. Half the time, these guys as rappers and as talking about this type of stuff don't really have that much to do with being a thug. Because if you high, I'm a recovering addict. I was a thug first, and then I was a dope fiend second. I wasn't a thug at the same time I was a dope fiend. Because when you're getting high, it's about spending the time to get more higher. So you're not a thug anymore. You know what I'm saying? So you're not a thug, you're a dope fiend. We got the guys out here who smoke 10 blunts a day. You spend all your time committing crimes, but you clicking, talking about you a thug. No, sir, you're a dope fiend. Let's keep it real where real is real, all right? Because a thug walks around and protects his community. As an organization, in a gang, we protected our community from people coming to take over. It wasn't about destroying our community. It was about helping our community. See, that's what we learned from our big homies. Now, what they learned today from their big homies is that, okay, I'm going to get an ounce of weed, and I'm going to give you back $200, but I'm only making $100 or $120. Mm-hmm. By the time you're done, you're running from the dude you got the drugs from in the first place because you just smoked it up. Right, right, right. You know, and that's what the community is based on. We sit down and had a conversation with the young man that came in yesterday in the grip program. My nose is sensitive. Mm-hmm. It's like your nose is sensitive with the cigarette, my nose is sensitive with the weed. Now, they want to change, but they get out, and the world is telling them that it's okay to smoke weed. It's okay not to go to school.
Right, right.
It's okay, you know, to do what you need to do here and there. But yet and still, they're not getting what they need.
Right.
They're not being on time. The weed make you lazy.
Right.
The weed make you tired, and then it make you forget.
Right.
So how you going to go to school and remember, and you can't remember what just happened? The brother told me he came to the class 3 times already. I said, no, sir, brother. I don't do drugs anymore. My mind is clear. It's your second time being here. So, no, I came 3 times already. And I'm like, no, sir, brother. And he just looking, and he remembered. I don't know where he remembered, but I literally had to sit down and break it down to him. Now, we've talked on the phone on this day and that day, but I was never able to come and get you because you waited till 5 o'clock. And the group started at 6, and you live on the other side of town. I couldn't come get you because I would have been late for the group. That's when we talked on the phone. We did that 2 weeks in a row.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just being able to have these young brothers, you know what I'm saying? That's what we talked about in group yesterday. A lot of kids said, we talked about Thanksgiving. We talked about what are you thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told them, if you're thankful to be alive, then live. Really live, though. Don't live a life that somebody telling you to live. Live a life that you know what I'm saying, you should have where you're growing to where you're going to have a life. You know what I'm saying? If you're thankful to have your mom and your sisters and brothers in your life, you have to show Thanksgiving. You have to show them that you're thankful to have them in your life by showing them that this is the type of man that you're going to be proud of and look up to. Show them by being thankful that way. Don't just say, I'm thankful, and then expect everybody to give you something.
Yeah.
Well, so you know, one of the things, Thanksgiving is a wonderful holiday. Listen to Blog Talk Radio, everybody all across the nation, at calling numbers 347-215-9262. Love to have you call in. We've got a couple of brothers here with us today, and we're talking about this importance of, you know, it's more important than macaroni and cheese, fried turkey, you know, collard greens, sweet potato pie, you know, and the whole works,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
mashed potatoes,
yeah,
and you know, chitlins,
yeah,
and, you know, all the beans and rice and
yeah,
everything that you're going to have. So if you lay it out perfectly, if you lay that spread out and you walk in the house, and some of us are not going to have much food, but going to have some Courvoisier, some vodka,
yeah,
some Hennessy,
yeah,
so some of that. They're going to have a big sack of weed,
right, right,
and, you know, and a couple, a few rocks for later,
okay,
on, and all that, and the pipe going to be ready and hot and ready to go. You're going to wait till Grandma and them leave.
Yeah.
When Grandma and them leave, then the real party starts,
yeah,
the after party,
yeah,
starts. That's when that happens.
Somebody
but what about the future of our community, the future of our families?
Mm-hmm.
We spend so much money.
Mm-hmm.
on things that make money for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Dope money doesn't really come into our community.
Mm-hmm.
It goes right back where
mm-hmm.
it came from. You know, money from alcohol doesn't come into our community.
Mm-hmm.
All the money we spend on eyelashes and weed,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't come back into our community. It goes
mm-hmm.
to another community.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, how in the Asian community, when they spend $1, it goes in 22 hands before it goes back to the bank. In the black community, spend $1, it goes right back to the bank.
And you know, I actually went to the hip-hop shop up here. Brother, I've been here all my life. The brother's been there since I was little.
Yep.
Right? And it was important for me to go there and spend some money with him. Like, we got Thanksgiving coming up, and then there's, this Black Friday, and everyone's going to be lined up going to spend this money and things like that. It was good, and it felt good to walk in there with this brother. Like, they moved him. Like, they sold that building there, and he had to move. But he did not give up. He could have packed up his stuff and left. They got all the Mexican, Lake Street is nothing but Mexican stores and restaurants.
Right.
And,
right.
So it was good for me to go in there and spend money for him. And that's what I'm thankful for, that he is still there representing that, look, I'm here, man. I need some support. I need my people to line up like you're going to go to Walmart or Macy's and come line up in front of the hip-hop shop and buy my clothes. You know, help me, because I'm standing strong. Over 30 years, that brother is still there, and I'm thankful for that.
Michael's Hip-Hop Shop right on Chicago and Lake Street. Go check him out, Michael's Hip-Hop Shop. Been around for a long time. He's a good brother. We got a caller in, 314-381-4644. We're going to chime in. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
You know, the Mexicans produce and manufacture what they sell in their stores. Asians do, too. When blacks buy wholesale from Asians, if they, in fact, will give you family prices, you still support an Asian when a black opened up a retail stop. So blacks is going to have to put in all the necessary infrastructure.
Mm.
Where when you say buy black, you truly mean buy black. From the roots to the tutor. That's all I wanted to say.
That's right.
Well, let me ask you this question now. That's a good point. I want to ask you a question because I think this is important. And I think you can chime into this. We always talk about buy black and we say support black businesses, but then we don't have a black book or anything to look at to tell us where to go. What are we to do? Where do we start?
There's black books out there. There's black, what do you call them, yellow pages out all over the place. But what I'm saying is that when you're talking about supporting a black business that's selling chicken dinners, well, that really ain't supporting that black business, because until blacks grow the chickens, process, transport, store, that's supporting the black business. Do we not understand that?
Now, that makes clear sense. Can you tell us, because I think you've got a great point that we need to get to the listening public, where do we start? How do we start?
Well, there's two things you need to do. You need to change the education that's happening to your children. You need to take groups of children, maybe 5 or 10, because I don't think you're going to have success doing this in a school district, and start preparing them for higher advanced levels of education in math, science, and so on and so on and so on. That's needed. Because if you were to start a industry and you want to hire your people, you got to have people who are talented in the areas that's going to support that industry. You just can't hire anybody, and that's not happening in the school. That's just the least thing that one can do.
Yeah.
Well, brother, tell us who you are and how people can get in touch with you. Sounds like you got a wealth of information.
Well, my name is Pianchi, and I just happen to have been listening to your show, man. So, it'll come out.
Okay, brother. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you calling because it's good stuff. And as you can see, we got a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. Now, how are we going to be able to own the chickens, own the farm?
Right.
Well, they done took everything from us.
Right.
There have been people that have been all during slavery. They worked hard to get a piece of land. And what did we do? Some of us smoked it up.
Yes.
Some of us gave it away. Or some of us squandered it off, didn't pay the taxes. I remember when there was a piece of property that all you had to do was pay $150 a year on taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in my family lived in that house, never paid the taxes. By the time we knew about it, it was $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
We had to let that property. For $150 a year, we could have paid that. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio. I want to say thank you. Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. You've been tuned in to Blog Talk Radio. We will talk to you soon. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
There we go. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you.